The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And rolling, we got it popping this morning. Good morning, you are at Poke the Hornet's Nest. I am Nick, I am, and Doug, he is.
I am.
You are.
He is.
So happy to be here. Boy, we got things going on. You know what our president did? He didn't believe those bunker busters were powerful enough, so he dropped 14 of them.
Oh, wow. I only said that they had three. I had read yesterday evening before I went to bed that we had three runs and they dropped off bombs, and each B-2 carried two bombs each. So they must have added some more overnight.
Well, they weigh 30,000 pounds each.
That's my point. Is there was three B? The articles I read, which are from international news, said that there was three B-2s, and each B-2 carries two. And so when you're saying 14, they must have sent more B-2s in.
Well, you know, I went to sleep last night thinking that they dropped three, but I woke up this morning with a headline that they dropped 14.
Oh, I thought they dropped six, but yeah, now they've got 14. So there you go. Well, we are at war. There you go.
Well,
we're at war.
We'll find out. Yeah, I guess I'd have to agree with you.
Well, we've been at war with Russia for about 2 years now. I mean, so those deep Russian strikes. First off, let's do this. Poke the Hornet's Nest, KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and KCNR1460.com. There we go. Daddy's happy.
And but I know where I'm at.
There you go. I'm right here. And if you heard that, you're already listening, so you know where those numbers are. So anyways, so in Russia, you know, when they talk about these deep strikes that they've been hitting into Russia, well, the Ukrainian army or military does not have the ability to do that. So we have been programming our armaments to go in and bomb deep into Russia. So we actually got two fronts on the war right now.
You know, I read an article that said that the Ukraine was manufacturing their own drones and they had the capacity to do that. But I think I read it on a news cafe, so I'm not sure I trust
it. No, actually, here's the deal. Carl and I got in a bit of a pissing match the other day when I was on his show about...
Are we allowed to say pissing on here?
I don't know. I just did. So if we're not, please don't use the word pissing on the radio, please, because that's pissing people off.
That's right.
But no, we had this match and I said, you know, Trump is not going to end up being what everybody wants him to be because we just went to a $1.1 trillion, budget for the military for wars we're not fighting. And Carl took exception to that. And I said, Carl, the modern warfare is proving these multi-billion dollar things, aren't working. I mean, Russia and Ukraine are destroying each other with $200 and $300 drones. And I talked about the fact that AI, I had watched this thing that came to me. I don't know where it came from. It was a video from a defense contractor, and it talked about the future of warfare. And it was an AI-controlled battlefield in that this big C-135-looking plane, big cargo plane, takes off, gets over the site, and out the back of the airplane starts falling these crates filled with drones, thousands of drones. Well, each drone is independently targeted by one AI machine. And so one plane can shoot out like 10,000 drones and individually target people or locations from one spot. And I said, that's the new modern warfare. And Carl took exception to that, and you don't know. And I said, well, I'm not in the military, but having a $1.1 trillion military budget for wars we're not fighting seemed a bit odd. But now that we're into two wars, maybe we need the $1.1 trillion.
You know, we're going to skip to clip number three, if you can get that ready. You know, the war isn't just over here. We've got the war right here. We've got the CCP going after us in other countries. They're importing their terrorists into our country. And I ran across this. Well, actually, I ran across a Joe Rogan experience with Kash Patel, and it's like an hour and a half long.
Oh, wow.
It is so interesting. I sent it to you, and if you get time, listen
to it. I'll watch it.
I know it's hard to listen to a long one like that, and usually I'll just listen to the first 20 minutes or so. And I did this, and I sent it around, and it's
I'm losing a little bit of luster for Mr. Patel and Mr. Bongino. I mean, all of the stuff that they promised, and they were irate, and they're going to do this, and they're going to release the Epstein files, and they're going to release JFK, and they're going to release this, and they're going to do that. Nobody's been charged. No investigations are known. The tapes have not been released. So far, everything they've said has been pretty much abject, a lie.
In this,
and that really disappoints me, because I had great hopes for those two guys.
I still do. This podcast covers a lot of that. It covers the Epstein files and that kind of stuff in depth, and you should listen to this.
I'll listen to it.
Maybe it'll soften up your stance.
I'll listen to it.
Bit.
But I'm sure they're going to hide behind. There's a lot of stuff we can't let out.
I don't know what other option we have. This is our guys. Can we listen to that clip now?
It's so funny.
It's based, so the case is still it's obviously ongoing since we just made the arrest, so I'm a little limited in what I can say. But backing up the truck a little bit, agro-terrorism is a thing, mm-hmm. right? The CCP isn't just coming at us with fentanyl and coming at us in our cyber infrastructure and our capabilities in space and underwater. They are literally exporting people to the United States of America, having them end up being senior researchers, like this individual at the University of Michigan. And the Bureau picked up on this and said, wait a second, why are you bringing you and her husband's also...
Three shocking reasons why... Yeah.
What happened there? I think they threw in a commercial on us pretty quick.
Oh.
Or, indicted, but he's in mainland China, so he's not here. But we retraced what he did, and what's public now is that he also tried to come to this country to do the same thing. So they are making the connections on that. But what they did was literally bring in a mushroom that technically alone exists, you know, in the U.S., but in an altered state, causes billions of dollars of damage to wheat, to corn, to maize, and to agricultural industry. And also could wipe out your livestock and causes reproductive damage to human beings. And so this is the lethality in terms of the mindset of people that want to do harm to our country. And this case, I didn't know, this is one of those things where I knew it would garner a lot of attention, but like this thing went massive. Like, yeah. It's everywhere. And I'm glad it's everywhere because for me, it highlights the multiple levels of operation that our adversaries are looking to do harm on us. Thank God we caught this one. But what about the ones we've got to still catch that right. are still out there? They're not going to stop because this lady's in jail now.
Right.
And being prosecuted by us.
This is just the one you caught.
This is the one we caught.
So this is proof that this is actually an ongoing thing.
It's been an ongoing thing. Just like, you know, why are we allowing our adversaries to buy land around our military?
I'm just going to ask you that.
You know, it's insane to me. It's lunacy. Having been the former chief of staff at DOD and having gone to a lot of our bases, I was just like, why is that Chinese CCP establishment right there? Why are the Russians
right
across the street?
Why do they provide towers for cell phones? Cell phone. Yeah.
So anyway,
good catch, Phil. They threw in that commercial. I remember when we first started the show, I'd put some clips on, and right in the middle of the commercial, and nobody knew what was going on, and Phil hammered it in about 3 seconds. Good job. That was a Chinese gal that smuggled in a bioterrorism instrument against us. They caught it, and this stuff is going on and on and on. It's not acceptable. But I dare say the past administration just kind of, don't do that again. I believe everybody should look at this. Go to YouTube, just write in Joe Rogan Experience / Cash Patel, and this will pop up, and the whole thing's good, and it covers Epstein real well. He believes Epstein killed himself. And he has a very good, legitimate argument on why it was impossible for somebody to sneak in and kill him. And my experience is you can hear anything you want to hear on the Internet. So you just go find the one you like. But this is the one I like.
Well, listening to that clip from Mr. Patel, he's full of absolute 100% crap. I mean, first off, we're allowing the Chinese to buy stuff around our military installations, which is not a secret. Biden's administration allowed it en masse. But right now, major farms around the United States are being bought up by Bezos, Gates, and others and being put fallow. But if he really wants to go after bioterrorism, he needs to go after Monsanto, the massive chemical company. They have actually engineered GMO corn and all this stuff. And if you're a farmer and you're farming next to a sponsored, air quote, GMO farmer, and your corn ends up, one of your kernels or ends up in theirs and it grows their stock, they sue you and put you out of business. So this whole idea that there's bioterrorism from outside, it's been done on the inside by Monsanto, and we have, as a government, have allowed it, and we have now genetically modified foods that aren't even allowed to be sold in Europe. So if Mr. Cash Patel really wants to go look at that. Stop the CCP from buying the farmland around us, and stop Gates and Bezos and them buying these farms by the hundreds of thousands of acres. What are they doing with it? These guys are tech guys. What do they need farming for? And they're putting it fallow.
So what you're saying is we should stop going after foreign entities that are doing bioterrorism and start going after our own.
What I'm saying, they've got one lady with one mushroom that they caught. Monsanto dominates the entire United States with genetically modified seeds, so that you can spray Roundup on everything and not kill their seeds. That's been going on for a very long time, and that's covering billions and millions and millions of acres. So, yes, we caught one bad actor. I mean, last year in Congress, Christopher Wray, who is a complete village idiot from the liberal side, said in Congress under oath that he knew, his FBI knew, there was between 6,000 to 7,000 terrorists that had come in under Biden's administration, and they knew about them. They did nothing. Here, if they knew about them, that means they have names and numbers, I would assume, because he testified to Congress, they knew they were here. Why isn't Patel and them going after those guys and making notes about it? Those are terrorists that they said they knew about. That doesn't mean, there's ones they don't know about, obviously. So this one person, I grant you, Nick, I grant it. They caught her. Great. But this has been going on for years.
That's right, but they finally caught one.
They caught one.
At least they caught one that they're trying to do something about. The past administrations didn't want to do anything about it. Another thing, but I agree with you, Doug. I agree with you about the inside terrorism from Monsanto and the idiots. But it's two different subjects.
Well, it's the same thing. It's about controlling. It's about doing stuff to our food stock that may not be on our interest.
That's right.
Yeah. That's how I look at it.
But these in our laws are legal.
Yeah.
What they're doing, the CCP, is illegal. His job is to hunt down illegal people.
Yeah.
They should start in probably some kind of bureaucracy and they probably already have. You've got people that want just organic. They don't want all this crap in their food. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going after it. He's stopping the dyes and the crap they're putting in our food.
Oddly enough,
I would think he's going to attack some of this.
But oddly enough, I'm becoming, oddly enough, for all of his weirdness, and he has plenty of weirdness, I'm becoming a small fan of Mr. RFK, to be honest with you. I think he's doing some good things.
I thought you were always honest with me.
Well, I try to be sometimes, most of the time. No, but I'm liking what he's doing. The firing of the 17 morons and going after the dyes and the stuff in the food. I mean, he's doing some good stuff.
Absolutely. He always has. He's just always, his political leanings have been over with the Bolsheviks instead of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, going on with this, we're going to get clip number two going on here. But, you know, you've got all these people that inside the United States that are against us, and we've got these riots going on down there.
Which are against us.
Peaceful protests. Yes. They want to define them as peaceful protests.
Again, as they got stuff in the background burning, yes.
You know, and I see those cars going up with black smoke.
Yep.
I've got these liberals that live next to me, and I've got a burn pile out there, and I started tearing down an old fence, and I put about 6 boards in there that had paint on them. And these boards have been rained on for 60 years. I mean, you know, there's more bare wood than paint. Are you going to burn those? So anyway, let's go with clip number two.
Democrats, I don't believe that they are out, but they are down. They're being dismantled. We've got Act Blue being exposed for money laundering and rigging elections. We've got Letitia James and others being exposed for weaponizing the justice system against a president. We've got George Soros and Neville Singham being asked to testify about funding LA riots. If they won't, then they will be subpoenaed. Much of the money they used was used to cause chaos and invade America. The shutting down of USAID. What are your thoughts on all of this? And is this going to knock them off, or are they just going to find a new way to rise from the grave?
Well, at God's Five Stones, we're playing a big role in this. We're both the voter integrity, exposing how the Democrats cheat, and we have a huge investigation on Act Blue that we are bringing to the Justice Department. We're working with DOGE and the Justice Department a way we've never worked with them before.
So, I guess that's it.
Well, I'm a little suspect when he says we're working with DOGE, because DOGE has been pretty much gutted by President Trump, so.
Is there more to that?
They're committing suicide, and they can't commit suicide fast enough for me. I'll be happy to see them go away altogether. The Democratic Party has become a communist party, and now it's become an insurrectionist party. They want to destroy the United States. And so, therefore, as to the coordination of these riots, you know, we now know that there are handbooks which set out the uniform. All you wear black so that you can't be identified. There's no identifying. You can't say it was the guy with the red shirt or the guy who looks like this. They have hoods. Their slogans are the same. There's money behind this. It's a paid-for riot. All the themes that they argue are the same. The same messages are conveyed all across the country in these protests. If these protests weren't paid, I don't think anybody would show up. And so therefore.
So there you have it. And, you know, I mentioned the Bolsheviks. If you read your history, the socialists, the Bolsheviks, the Democrat Party, that's what they are anymore. And that's what they're doing to our country. You read about the revolution in Russia about 1918, 1917. There were other groups besides that. And they were raising havoc, and it was a battle to see who was going to win.
Yep.
But in my opinion, that's what these people are doing right now to us and our country. We should be united against these terrorists with these threats to our country. We should be proud of our country, and these people running it down.
Well, Nick, the problem is, anybody who's listening, I would give a credit that they have some brain power, because they're listening and they're taking in facts, and they've probably got their own facts. You and I both know, without any shadow of any doubt, that George Soros, Bill Gates, and them are evil. The evidence is everywhere. It's easily found. It's not hard to find. And George Soros and his Open Society's foundation is funding all of the chaos in the world.
Let me interrupt you
real
quick.
And yet the man has never been arrested. He's never been charged, and he won't be in this case. That's what drives me crazy.
If it was up to me, our side would hang those people.
Oh, absolutely.
And if
treason.
It was up to them, they would hang us.
And that's the difference right now, Nick. When, you know, the economy, in my humble opinion, based on an overwhelming preponderance of the facts, we are about to hit a hard period in the United States economy that might make the Great Depression seem like a walk in the park. There, I've said it publicly, housing's gonna be hit, economy's gonna be hit, throwing gasoline that California decided needs to be 60 cents more expensive in a couple weeks, and then possibly $2 a gallon more expensive within 2 years. We're headed for a rough time. The difference, though, is when economy goes up and down, and there's a lot of puppet strings on what causes it. Is it the Fed? Is it, you know, bad policy? But economies go up and go down. But this time the difference is Americans, we hate each other. We have gotten to the point they have divided us that we hate each other. And we have got a massive group of people who don't want to be Americans that have been let into our borders. And we have the final stage five cancer is the homeless people. And if the economy does start to turn, they're going to stop getting their free stuff, at least from the government, because the government's not going to have any money. And to me, that's really where we're at in society, is what you just said, is we have absolute disdain, I guess would be the right word, disdain for the other side. They have absolute hatred for our side. Then you throw in the people who are here illegally, who have no desire to be an American. I mean, the old immigrants came and they wanted to be American. I mean, you hear the stories of the Italians who came from Italy, and once they got here and got past Ellis Island, they remember they had little Italy, but at home they were forced to speak English because mom and dad wanted them to be good Americans. That doesn't happen anymore. And when you say you want to see these people hanging, that's what I want. Okay, people go, oh, that's violence. No, that's just treason. That's what the punishment is for treason. And I mean Obama, Clinton, Pelosi. I could go on and on and on and on. And even some rhinos that would be in there, McConnell, Mitchell. Those guys have all sold our country down the thing. But that's the difference right now, Nick. We are at a point where you and I have a disdain for that side, and that side has a disdain for us. And if they were on fire, as my buddy said, if they were on fire, we wouldn't stop to pee on them.
But the difference is they have committed treason.
No, I know
that. We haven't. We've stuck up for our principles. We're saying, hey, you're wrong, you shouldn't do this, and they keep shoving it down our throats.
Well, if you say a lie long enough, it becomes the truth, so you get enough people to believe it. And I started off this little segment with you and I about the fact that we know Bill Gates and George Soros and Jeff Bezos are funding a lot of this liberal spontaneous, peaceful things, and they're buying farmland and putting it fallow. For what reason? Who knows? And it's not, they don't need the money. So it isn't a profit-driven thing. They don't need the money. But we're at a point in society where we've reached, I think, what I would call a critical point that we've never reached in America, except for maybe back to the Civil War, when brother is against brother because of the ideology. So,
That's absolutely right.
I don't think we've ever been this divided. Even in the 60s with the drug-fueled liberal crap, it was just a bunch of loonies. This has gotten to the point where this is ingrained. They have taken over the schools. They've taken over the colleges. They've taken over the government.
And why have we let the loonies do that? Because,
well,
in my opinion, they're a bunch of loonies.
Well, that's
when they start rewriting history, the 1619 Project,
yeah,
the United States wouldn't have got built without the blacks. But what'd the blacks ever build in Africa?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, that's what about AI. I'm an absolute hater of AI. I don't see anything good with AI, period. And now they've got studies coming out saying if you use AI, you're dumber. Go figure. But the thing is they asked AI to come up with a portrait of the founding fathers, because AI is only as good as the programmers behind it, and the programmers behind it are all liberal left whack jobs.
Absolutely.
They asked AI to do a founding fathers, and they came up with trans Indian black founders. Not a single white person was in there.
Yeah, no, and I've seen some.
And that rewrites history. That has absolutely no base in fact, but if you ask AI and you got that, you would think that was factual.
I've seen some memes and real quick short videos. You'd swear that they happened. And, you know, they're AI. They're generated. It looks just like the person. Like Netanyahu was giving about a 30-minute speech, and all he could use was bad words. And you know that didn't happen.
No.
We're going to go to a break pretty quick anytime we're ready. And then on the other side, I've got some new interesting news. We're going to talk a little bit about the medical college that Dr. DeNuca wants to put in, and it's gaining traction, I believe. And I've got a new energy project that's getting shoved down the throat of one of our counties. So are you ready for a break? We are. Phil's got it popping, man, popping.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
And we are back. Hey, listen, I know a business in the mall that needs a little help. It's Susie's. They sell women's dress. They're a discount. You can go in there and get some really nice things at a decent price. And they have a lot of formals and wedding dresses. They have their own outfit that will do alterations for you. If you need a dress or something for a special occasion or just casual, go check them out, would you? I've worked for them for a couple of years now. They're really nice people. And then Garrett, McHale Electric, he contacted me, and he's wondering about this boat license we're supposed to get.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Yeah, well, what'd it take to get one?
You have to watch a stupid video of stupid cartoon.
How long does it take?
I don't know. It's probably 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right. Then you have to take a test. And then you get a little, I mean, I can show you, I have it. I have a boat license, a hard, like a driver's license for boats now.
But there's an exception. If you're not going to use it, if you're not going to run a boat for more than 60 days, you don't have to get one.
That's, you got to give California credit for being stupid yet again.
And do you have to get it?
You can go to the houseboat, you can go drive a 45-foot long, you know, multi-ton houseboat off the street, no training, and that's okay. But you and I want to go take our little canoe with a motor on it, we have to get a boat license.
How about jet ski?
No, I don't think it's jet ski. I think it was only for boats.
Oh, well, Garrett told
me. It might be about jet skis. I don't remember jet ski. I was getting it because I was going to borrow a buddy's boat, and he said that the sheriff will come by and they will check on you.
Well, I wonder what the fine is if you don't
have... I think it's $100.
Yeah? Oh, well, Garrett said that he believes most of the accidents are involved jet skis up on the lake.
Well, I would argue most of the accidents involve one other thing, alcohol.
Yes!
Which is not good in driving or riding a bicycle or riding a skateboard, so...
You know, in 1920, they tried to alleviate that problem. It didn't work.
Didn't work very well.
Yeah, so anyway, if you remember Garrett McHale, it's Garrett McHale Electric. If you need some electrical work done, I had him do some for me, and it was very professional, a very good job. His number is 530-917-9599. And if you didn't get that, you can go to the archives and listen to it right after the break. 530-917-9599. So, I had
some things that you were going to bring up, so I'm just being here and sitting pretty, looking good for radio.
Okay, well, I'm fumbling through and looking for something that's interesting, you know. And I run across this. Now, you know, we voted twice against the windmills.
Yep.
And I thought that they created the California Energy Commission, but it's been around for a long time. But I think they must have made an adjustment to where they had the last say-so whether a project is going into a county or not.
It doesn't matter what the locals want. They know more because they're liberals. They're overwhelmingly a liberal party.
And we're still fighting it. Kevin Cry is going to go represent us down in Sacramento. I can't think of a better person to represent us as far as that goes. But I ran across this. Now listen to this. The California Energy Commission has approved the Darden Clean Energy Project, marking it as the first project permitted under the state's opt-in certificate program.
Opt-in.
Yes. Once completed, DCEP, that's the Darden Clean Energy Project, will become the largest battery energy storage system globally. The largest. You know what just happened down at Moss Landing? The DCEP will be constructed on 9,500 acres of non-arable land in western Fresno County. Non-arable. I saw a picture of that land, and what's happened is the orchard dried up because they couldn't get water. They jerked out the trees, and now they're calling it non-arable land.
Yep.
Listen closely. It will feature a 1,150-megawatt solar facility with approximately 3.1 million solar panels and battery storage capable of powering 850,000 homes for 4 hours.
4 hours.
You know, so I got to thinking about this. And I called up the county down in Fresno. And I talked to four people, the first person that answered the phone, so a regular person that answers the phone, and I explained to her, you know, what we did up here in Shasta County, and I wondered if they had discussed this with the Board of Supervisors. If the people were good with it, okay, I'm fine. If they're not, if it's being shoved down their throat, I wanted to know about it. And she shoveled me off to three other people that were higher up. They didn't know what I was talking about.
I believe that.
So I
I said it before when I started my tenure at your show, all 100% green energy is a scam. If you like right now, there's ads on the radio. You know, there's going to Trump's big, beautiful bill, which is really a big, horrible, terrible atrocity, like Elon Musk says, is going to do away with subsidies for green energy. And the ads are like, you know, at the end of the year, the tax rebate, 30-35% is going away. Get rid of it today. If you get rid of tax subsidies for any of these projects, they all immediately are shut down.
I wasn't done.
We continue on.
So anyway, they've got this great big project, 9,500 acres, 3.1 million solar panels, along with battery storage that's the biggest one in the world. And I got this email back from Kelly Hancock, Senior Deputy Clerk for the Board of Supervisors. I was unable to find any information regarding the Darden Clean Energy Project going before the Fresno County Board of Supervisors. Please feel free to contact the Department of Public Works and Planning, as this department is typically aware of any projects of this nature in Fresno County. Excuse me. Wouldn't you think that Fresno would know that this is being put in? It looks to me like this commission just decided we're going to put it there and we don't even need to contact Fresno.
Let me give you a conspiracy theory, Nick. I'm going to give you a conspiracy. Everybody listening, we've got a conspiracy theory.
I'm dealing
theory.
With facts here.
I know. So am I. So go back a couple years during the drought. Everybody who went up and down Interstate 5 remember seeing the signs from the farmers of, this is what the Washington does to farmers, and it completely cut off all the water to all of that land that's going to be developed. I wonder if there was a bigger plan to make it look like that land was not sustainable, which it had been for 50, 60 years based on the Delta Project, that they shut it off and now they can term it as non-foul, or what is it?
Arable.
Arable land, so they could put a huge green project on it.
And I wonder what happened to the guy that owned the land and the orchard and everything. Is he bankrupt now and homeless? Well, probably not, but they sure took away his livelihood.
Oh, the value of his land went down immensely because now it wasn't farmland, so they probably got him for like 6 cents on the dollar. And you know the best part about this? I'd be willing to bet if details could pop out of this, I'll bet you money Mr. Musk has got the battery contract on that thing.
You know, so
I'll bet you.
I wasn't quite satisfied, so I looked up newspapers in Fresno.
Yeah.
And I called up the newspaper, the Fresno Bee, and they've got this gal on there sending you to extension 1 through 150. So I hung up and I called up the TV station. And I talked to a reporter. I said, "What do you know about the Darren Clean Energy Project?" I said, "Nothing." And I can hear him in the background typing, you know. "Well, let me look it up here." I says, "They're going to shove this down your throat." He says, "I can't find." "Oh, well, here's something from about 2 weeks ago." "Yeah, I don't know. We're not aware of that." You know, it just seems fruit. But the thing is, the point I'm trying to make is if they can shove this down their throats without going through the local government, they can put windmills all over up here in Baldy and Whiskey Town and all across ours.
Well, Frank, our great guy here, the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I got talking before the show, we got one of those happening right now in Millville Plains. They want to put a gigantic solar farm.
100 acres.
On Millville Plains Road in that area there.
Yes.
And it's not public. Most people don't even know that's happening. So folks, just know, not only are we getting shoved windmills up on Bernie Ridge again, they want to put a huge green farm. And again, if you take the tax subsidy away from all of it, it all caves in on itself instantaneously. They all lose money and they're all failures. Get rid of the tax break and I guarantee all these green property or all these green initiatives disappear. It only relies on us giving them free money.
And it creates a lot more CO2 creating these places than what they're ever going to save. And I will wager that the biggest percentage of the financing behind this is grants.
Well, grants is a fancy name for it. They went into your pocket and my pocket, took it out so they could give it to these green energies. And like I had to, I went to Austin, Texas two weeks ago, drove down there. And you get out there by Tonopah. And you get by Tonopah and it has that gigantic, what was supposed to be the world's biggest, best, molten something solar array. It costs $1.2 billion to build. It was bankrupt in 4 years, closed down for 3 years, been reopened, and it's still losing money, and it's going to be closed again.
You sure that wasn't Solyndra?
No, it was at the same time as Solyndra. And so there's another example of $1.2 billion in grants just vaporized.
You know what? That's why we need businessmen in politics.
Honest. I don't care what you're. Be honest and be honest with us. After that, I don't care if you're a hairdresser. Be honest. I don't care if you're gay and you have purple hair. Be honest. That's all I want is honesty. This is it. If you do this, this is the good points. This is the bad points. Make a decision.
If you're gay and have purple hair, don't go to Iran. They'll throw you off a building.
I watched the videos of those George Soros-sponsored protesters that went to Egypt. I'm like, what did they think they were going to do? That's not the United States of America. They all got the crap beat out of them.
Well, tell us more about that.
Yeah, so folks, if you don't know, and it was kind of kept out of the news because it doesn't make their side look very good, but George Soros et al., the liberal wing, decided that they wanted to go down and protest the Gaza war and what's going on. And what you need to know is the people of Gaza, for as much as, you know, everybody says, oh, my God, people of Gaza, Egypt has one of the largest walls in the world with the Gaza border because they don't want Gazans in their country. Because everywhere they go, they try to overthrow the country. That is an 100% statistical fact. Go look up Jordan and everything else. Everywhere they've gone, they've ended up getting kicked out because they come in and they sow unrest. That's just a statement of
You're
fact.
You're talking about the liberals from San Francisco.
Well, I'm just saying that's what the people in Gaza, and that's why none of the Middle Eastern countries have opened their borders for the people of Gaza. So just know this is not just Israel's being mean to them. None of the Middle East wants them because they sow unrest everywhere they go. Well, anyways, a group of LGBTQRSWXYZs decided they were going to go down to Egypt and protest on the Sinai Peninsula for the benefit of Gaza. And what they didn't take into account is, first off, they don't get to protest like they do here. Two, Islam does not allow for homosexuality. So they got there, and they set up their chanting and their George Soros slogans and the whole works, and they promptly got the crap beat out of them really badly, detained, their passports pulled from them, and the last I heard, they were being put on planes and they were being sent home. I don't think anybody was getting charged, but they went down to an Islam country who hates their guts. Let's be very clear. The religion hates homosexuality, and yet you have the Queers for Palestine and the LGBTQRXWYZ protesting for these people, and they don't understand. You go down there, and this is exactly what happened. So that happened just the other day. Wasn't big in the news because it doesn't make their side look good that they went to an Islamist or an Islam country, and they promptly got throttled.
On top of that, they don't like pink hair, pink and purple hair down there.
I saw some videos that were, you could get through foreign channels. I didn't see much in American stuff, but you can see in foreign channels. And the locals, it wasn't even just the military. The locals were over there just pounding, like 4-1, beating these people up. And so,
and these people are representing the United States.
Well, yeah.
These people don't know that this is fringe idiots that are running around.
No. People think that's America.
Isn't that something?
That's what we look like to the foreign countries.
And they're saying these people have bombs?
They run the country. They run the world? What the heck? So, there's this green thing that's going on, Nick. I don't doubt that project in Fresno is happening. I don't doubt that they're going around the back door. But you and I put up a small shed that doesn't meet code, we will get a red tag violation.
That's right.
That's government for you.
Well deserved.
Yes.
One thing you did mention about Egypt and the wall, maybe we should build one just on the south outskirts of Red Bluff.
Yeah. You know, Red Bluff's a
no right. Bolsheviks. We're not picking on a political party. We don't want the Bolsheviks in here.
Yeah, well, it was funny as I was down in Texas, and I got to deal with some of the driving coaches from the Texas area, and one of the guys and I got chatting, and of course it kind of went to political and this and that, and he's like, oh man, you guys have ruined my state. And I'm like, you guys have ruined your state? He goes, oh yeah, ever since COVID, Texas is just not the same state. It's you guys have ruined it. Austin was already a crap hole. He goes, but now it's spreading to other things, and it's all because you guys with your California plates. We hate you folks. I'd laugh. I go, I'm really sorry about that.
Listen to our show.
Yeah.
Did you share our show with anybody down there?
The conversation that came up, we were talking about how fast were we going on the back straight, and did you hit 140 or 120? And so we didn't really talk about radio. I'm sorry. I'm a horrible human being.
So, Dr. DeNuca proposed that we have a medical college in Shasta County.
I like Dr.
Paul. Oh, I like the heck out of him, too.
Yeah, I do.
And Shasta County hired Chris Street to look for grants to finance this, the feasibility of it, to study it. And the local Bolshevik Party, that's my new name for them.
Yeah, I like it.
They just are raising holy heck. And Carl, on Wednesday the 11th, had Randall Hempling on, Free Fire Radio, the first hour. And Randall informed us that they have been They've got an outfit called SHARC, Shasta Health Redesign Assessment Collaborative.
Okay.
They named it SHARC. I think they created the SHARC, and then they tried to fit some words around it because it doesn't make much sense. But they've been around since 2009, and they haven't done a good job as far as taking care of the doctor shortage in Shasta County. But they are so against Dr. Nanuka and $40,000 to hire Chris Street for 3 or 6 months, whatever it is, out of a budget that's almost $750 million. And it's just pathetic. So
we got to understand, liberals don't thrive on solutions. They thrive on problems. The more problems you can create, the more money you can get, the more money you can waste. There's no reason to solve problems. So the idea that you would actually educate doctors to relieve our doctor shortage, that's heresy. That's stupidity.
They have been around for 15 years. We've got a worse doctor shortage than before they started.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want anything to do with this hospital. One of their arguments is, we won't see any fruits of our labors for 10 years. Well, how many doctors are you going to bring to Reading in the next 10 years? What's your answer to the solution?
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's going to cost a ton of money. That's why Chris Street is looking for grants.
Well, you know, I recently did a deal for a gentleman who's a doctor. I won't say what profession he is. He's a doctor, and during the course of the transaction, I got to know him and talk to him about how his process went. He went through, you know, medical school, this and that, and his chosen profession doesn't necessarily require general medical. He's very specialized, but yet he had to spend like 3 years at Fresno General working the ER. And was making dirt money, like $40,000 a year to be an ER doctor, you know, shifts of 24, 48 hours. And I was just floored away. And he goes, yeah, he goes, there's just not enough doctors out there to alleviate the shortage. So why don't we give this thing a try?
Well, certainly. But, you know, it's not like they're the Board of Supervisors is going to okay it in 6 months and it's off and running. This is just exploratory. Can we talk about it? They don't even want to talk about it.
Well, yeah. Again, they're not into solutions. They have problems. They want to find problems. And I actually think that the grants should come from Mercy and from ReadMed, whatever it's called now, Dignity, I think, because they're the ones that need the doctors. So they should, instead of trying to go to the government and get it, go to them and go, hey, do you have an extra $50,000 that you can throw towards this so we can help alleviate your doctor shortage?
But, well, Hempling was the big cheese CEO at Dignity.
Well, there you go. That's why.
Well, he's not there anymore.
Yeah, so I would say that private funding would be great.
The head Bolshevik.
Yes.
The head of the failed recall committee, Jeff Gorder, filed a lawsuit against Shasta County and the Board of Supervisors for hiring Chris Street.
Yes.
And he's always complaining, he and Christian Gardner and a bunch of those fellow Bolsheviks up there, they're always complaining about how Shasta County is wasting money. This is going to cost us a bunch of money just fighting his frivolous lawsuit because Shasta County hires consultants from morning till night.
Well, and the reality is, instead of letting Mr. Street do what he said he was going to do and then see was it in fact wasted money, he's trying to get ahead of it and create a problem where a solution might exist. And so the legal fees will far exceed what they were paying Chris Street.
But at the end of the day, when Chris Street is done, we're going to know how much it's going to cost us to build a college, a medical college.
Yep.
And then we can decide if we want to go forward with it or not.
Yep.
They're trying to knock the idea in the head.
Well, and the thing is that people, if you don't understand it, I mean, this is not a something like, you know, it's going to be, you got to do land acquisition, the staff, the training, all this stuff has to come into, you know, basically a chart to determine what is going to be the cost, the turnaround, and the final thing. That's not something you do in 2 weeks. You've got to do a lot of research and check other places that might already have something similar and see what did they do and what is their success rate.
I'm stressing to everybody to go to Free Fire Radio, hit the archives Wednesday the 11th, and listen. Here's one of the things that Hempling said Dr. Danuka is being used by these guys, meaning Chris Corky and Kevin, to keep Street employed in this county. I mean, what a ridiculous statement that is. So I'm going to sue.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You know, and the funny thing is he's not giving Mr. Danuka enough credit. The guy is a doctor. I would assume there's some weird doctors, but I'm going to assume he's pretty intelligent. I've spoken to him a couple times. He seems like a pretty straight shooting dude. I would think he knows if he's being used or not.
Here's a comparison. Dr. Danuka is successful.
Yes.
In the medical industry and in the private industry, he's raised two kids that are spectacular, way above the normal kid that graduates from high school here. Yeah. He owns property in Reading. Jeff Gorder sucked the government's hind tit his whole career. He was a prosecuting attorney. Then he was head of the public defenders. Well, look at our crime problem in Reading. I wonder if I would consider him a failure.
I would, too.
You know, so you've got a failure fighting a successful person that has an idea to help alleviate the medical problem in Reading, California, and Shasta County. That's what it amounts to.
Well, they've got to create a problem where their solution exists.
Oh, and we don't have enough residency college here. A residency is a 3-year program you mentioned the guy had to go to. Well, maybe we ought to just create some residencies.
Well, we've got we have the two trauma hospitals north of Sacramento right next door to each other, quite literally. And they're big facilities and they employ a lot of people. I would think that they would probably open doors to have some residents come in, and start doing some training. Cause the truth of the matter is, folks, for as much as Nick and I may beat down on what's going on, we live in the best spot on planet Earth. This location on planet Earth, we've got the weather, we've got the ocean a couple hours away, we've got lakes, we've got snow, we've got glaciers, we've got desert up, and we have everything right here that we need.
We don't have enough doctors.
But we live in California, and because we live in California, it taints what an amazing place we have. And so I think if doctors were allowed to come in from Illinois and you know, Illinois, for sorry about the S, Tennessee or whatever. If they came here and stayed, they might actually stay and become local people.
Well, you know, there's 10 residency spots in California or in Reading.
Yeah.
You got both hospitals and the community health center down there. And Hempling said they have thousands of applications. Thousand, not plural, single, so up to 1,000. Heck, if it's only 500. Wouldn't you, as a health professional, try and figure out some way to get more residency programs? Hey, we can get these guys up here. Look how that's going to help the local economy. If we built a medical college, you've got the construction. You've got all the services it takes to service it and maintain it. And it would attract other medical entities. People that want to sell these kids on their product, so when they go into private business, that they would, you know. And you get these kids from other places, say Los Angeles, say Philadelphia, say Chicago. They come out here and they go to college and they see what a wonderful environment we live in.
Yeah.
They do 10 years out there. They might say, you know, I'd like to stay here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make as much money, but look at this here. You know, 10 years ago, they could have said, there's no crime here, but Jeff Gorder and his Bolsheviks made sure we got plenty of crime.
Well, I won't blame Jeff completely. I'll say, oh, Mr. Obama did his fair share.
He
helped. There was support. There was a support act there, that's for sure.
I think what made him angriest, Randall Hempling, is Street didn't even consult with Shark.
Oh, there you go. Cut to the bone. They didn't get asked their useless opinion on whether the Chris Street was qualified to do this, and so therefore he's not qualified.
But it's okay because nationwide there's a shortage of doctors everywhere. Why should we try and find a solution? We're just podunk Reading, California.
Yeah, why would we want to find a solution to something that's going to impact us? And actually around the corner from you, Mr. Dr. Civilier put together an amazing an amazing campaign, and we're getting that cancer center built right around the corner from you, right next to the Cypress Bridge.
Yes.
But that was approved like 10 years ago. It took 10 years to get the money, the funding in terms of private funds, because he had to raise money as well. But 10 years that thing was, and then it got held up because it wasn't paying at the time, you know, prevailing wage and everything else. I mean, even if they come up with some solution, Street comes up with an idea, it's 10 years down the road before there's shovel, I think, hitting the dirt. And that's a sad thing in America.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
It's worse in Shasta County than most places, I do believe. And then the permit fees. The Bolsheviks have done us very bad. We got to get them out of power.
Well, yeah. I mean, the government is rotted from the top down, and trying to take out the head of the snake
the
is getting to be hard.
Town Hall is brought
have
to
a
you
great
on
day,
KCNR,
guys.
Good show.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.